Montessori Education. My name is Pepi Ruiz, and as well as being the deputy head teacher at Faith Virgen de la Aurora, Arriate, I am the English teacher. In November 2021, thanks to the FEP in Ronda and its small but brilliant team of professionals, I was lucky enough to take part in an Erasmus program in Omegna, a beautiful town in the Italian region of Piedmont. And the truth is that even today, I'm still processing everything I learned and experienced during those 8 short but intense days. A group of primary school teachers were given an exceptionally warm welcome by the staff at the Instituto Comprensivo Filippo Maria Beltrami, a school that uses the Montessori method and which opened our eyes to a very different way of accessing knowledge. Finding classrooms where silence, calm and harmony reign, regardless of pupils' age. Witnessing firsthand the genuine autonomy of the children and seeing how they manage and learn for themselves in every class we visited was astonishing. Seeing for the first time the figure of a guide teacher without a desk or chair from which to direct, perfectly integrated and almost blending into the class group, accompanying the pupils in the process, had a powerful impact on my understanding of teaching. Seeing firsthand the viability and effectiveness of this methodology, so different from my own, marked a turning point that has transformed my conception of teaching and my own role in the classroom. I came back with a suitcase brimming with ideas, activities, types of materials, classroom dynamics, which I've borrowed and adapted to the needs of my subjects and my pupils, and which are now an integral part of my classroom routine. Beyond the professional aspect, the trip was a personal gift. The relationships with our Italian hosts were wonderful, but the best part was what happened with the group of teachers from Ronda and the surrounding area. We started the trip as mere strangers and ended up as a tight-knit group. To this day, we maintain that bond and affection, united by memories of the Piedmont landscapes and the sightseeing we were also able to enjoy. In short, this experience has been one of the most enriching in every aspect of my life. I came back with a suitcase full of materials, but above all, a heart full of new ideas. My career has been transformed by my Erasmus experience. I owe it all to our FEP and its courageous team, who by dreaming big, had the courage to embark on this ambitious project in a rural area. A few courses later, my center had the privilege of hosting a meeting with other management teams from the Serrania area and a special guest, an expert in mobility management who had come directly from Bobbio, Italy. The most curious and amusing thing about the talk was that it was conducted entirely in Italian, and incredible as it may seem, it became clear that our languages are close cousins, as everyone present grasped the main idea without any trouble. After the fascinating talk, we enjoyed a get-together over breakfast, exchanging views in a most pleasant and welcoming atmosphere. It was tremendously encouraging to meet colleagues so interested and enthusiastic about bringing this experience to schools in rural areas, fully aware of the opportunity that internationalization offers our pupils. If for us teachers, taking part in an Erasmus program has been like a professional rebirth, we cannot imagine the transformative impact it will have on our children. Meeting colleagues with such a desire to break down barriers was very exciting.